living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
We spend a lot of money. Well, I shouldn't say we. I don't know. I don't know you personally. But if you're the average American, you spend a lot of money. We spend a lot of money on looking younger. Is what it is. Well, here's a fact. So a good friend of mine who's a dermatologist, his name is Dr. Gary Goldfaden, works with the Life Extension Foundation on occasion. He always says he knows how old someone is almost immediately by looking at two things. Because these two things we neglect. So we spend a lot of time on our eyes, the sacs under our eyes, the wrinkles around our eyes and around our mouth, but we neglect the back of our hands. And then today's show, we're going to talk about neglecting our neck. Yeah, your neck does show, your back of your hands and your neck really does show your true age. So let's talk first about some of the latest research of why does our skin age? And then we're going to talk about some novel compounds that I do think really should be used more in cosmetics because they, based on the science, it's really cool science. I like cool science. These compounds, I think, could be very helpful for you. So let's talk about the mechanisms of skin aging. So you accumulate exposure to UV radiation, right? And environmental pollutants as well. And when you do that, when the UV radiation goes up and you have a lifetime of it and lifetime of these pollutants, these toxins, that causes the breakdown of healthy collagen fibers, right? And that's what's really key. The loss of collagen is why your skin looks old. Wrinkles, sags, even discolorization really comes from the loss of collagen. Now, there's another important skin protein called elastin, and it turns out that a lifetime of UV exposure, a lifetime of these pollutants and toxins can also cause elastin to break down and even your body to produce abnormal elastin. So you lose the elasticity and the tonicity of your skin. And that's basically it. When you think about wrinkles, you really are thinking about loss of connective tissue proteins like collagen and elastin. When enough of this damage accumulates, special enzymes called metalloproteinases, we'll just call them proteinases, these are enzymes that are released, and these enzymes remodel your sun-traumatized skin by manufacturing and rebuilding new collagen. Unfortunately, they don't always work. And some of them end up breaking down collagen instead of remaking it. So when your skin repeats this process over and over again, UV damage, toxin damage, you have these enzymes, these proteinases being released. They're trying to rebuild the collagen. You have a lifetime of this cycle going on and off. More collagen breaking down, more collagen being produced. As time goes on, your body just doesn't do it very well. And the collagen that your body makes is not as solid, it's not as structurally intact as it should be, and that's when we start to see the sagging skin, the wrinkles, and the discolorization. So take-home message, why does our skin age? Collagen. So what we really need to do is we need to focus on things that help to improve collagen production and to protect collagen. So if you want to improve collagen production, one of the things you can do is estriol. That's a hormone, a form of estrogen. Estriol creams will activate the genes to make collagen. So that's very important. And what works well with estriol is vitamin C serum. So vitamin C serum and estriol will help your body to make more collagen that's going to be healthy. However, if you don't protect that collagen that you're making with the estriol and the vitamin C serum, if you don't protect it, well, guess what? It doesn't do you much good. So you also need to maybe do a nice antioxidant cream. I think that's important as well. And of course, moisturization in general is very helpful. But there are some other compounds I want to mention that you may not have heard from. I'm sure most of you have heard at least of vitamin C serum. Maybe some of you estriol. But have you ever heard of acetylhexapeptide 3? Well, that's important because that helps with those thick neck bands that sometimes develop. This is an amino peptide. Again, let me say the name. Acetylhexapeptide 3. What it does is it helps your muscles in your neck to relax. Okay? A 10% concentration of acetylhexapeptide 3 was proven to reduce the depth of wrinkles by up to 30% after just 30 days by attenuating how the muscles contract in the neck. So if you're somebody with these prominent neck folds that aren't just there because of fat, you might consider acetylhexapeptide 3. Another one that you may not be familiar with, maybe you are, or if you are familiar with this one, it's probably more in joint formulas, hyaluronic acid. Okay, now let's go back to that collagen idea. Now, when collagen is healthy, it's put into bundles. Collagen that's not healthy doesn't have bundles. As you get older, you make less collagen with bundles. That's why your skin begins to sag. So collagen needs to be bundled properly. In order to do that, you need a fiber network that's held together by a jelly-like extracellular matrix made up of water, protein complexes, and hyaluronic acid. As you get older, you lose hyaluronic acid, which means you lose that fiber network that's protecting the collagen, that's holding the moisture in. When the hyaluronic acid, as you get older, is lost, you simply don't protect the collagen as well. So remember, at the beginning, I talked about producing collagen and then protecting it, okay, like an antioxidant formula, moisturization. Well, hyaluronic acid plays an important role in protecting collagen. It covers it. It allows those collagen bundles to form, and your skin's going to look tighter, and there's going to be less wrinkles. So that's another big one for you, hyaluronic acid. It's not just for joints. All right. Oh, and I had a statistic here. Let me read this to you about hyaluronic acid. By the time you reach your 50th birthday, you've probably lost two-thirds of your hyaluronic acid in your skin. So if you're 50 or above, you pretty much have lost a lot of this important compound that protects collagen. So you may want to look for a skin moisturizer or an antioxidant formula, those things that protect collagen, that have hyaluronic acid in it. And that's going to be a real good formula for you to use. Now, here's another one. We can revitalize and rebuild our neck skin with retinol. Now, retinol inhibits the increase of these collagen degrading enzymes that we talked about before, those proteinases. Remember, when the UV light hits your skin, right? When the toxins hit your skin, that releases these enzymes, okay? And those enzymes are supposed to help to regenerate normal skin cells, normal connective tissue proteins like collagen, but they don't do a very good job. They begin to break down. Turns out that retinol can help to inhibit some of these proteinases that aren't doing a very good job. So, and it's going to help to re-stimulate healthier skin cells and healthier collagen bundles than if you don't have the retinol on board. So retinol is another good skin and neck rejuvenation compound. So remember, when it comes to skin health, you got to think of it in terms of collagen. Pretty simple. One connective tissue protein to remember, collagen. Collagen, in order for it to keep your skin looking young and supple and having less wrinkles, needs to be structured properly in those collagen bundles. And in order to do that, you need to protect it. Okay, that's going to be the antioxidant creams, the moisturizers, the hyaluronic acid, and the retinol. Those would be some new compounds that I would consider adding to a skin care regimen. Don't forget, it does help to produce collagen with the estriol and the vitamin C serum, but if that's all you're going to do, well, guess what? You may be making more collagen, but it's just going to get damaged. So protecting it is just as important with some of these other cosmetic compounds I'm talking about. Now, remember, these are really going to help the neck specifically, which shows a lot of age, and you can put some of these on the back of your hands as well. Remember, Dr. Goldfad and my friend says that's where you can really see the age of people, the neck in the back of the hands. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.